It went on all day. And then I was lying in bed. It was about midnight. I was very tired and I was just beginning to fall off to sleep when I became conscious of a new sound. Couldn't figure it at first. I got up, lit the lamp, and went to the window. I saw one of the panes begin to sag in. They had eaten the wood away.
Luis! Luis, wake up!
What is it?
They found a way in.
Impossible. Dear God. No. Hold fast.
What?
Keep them out.
I'll try.
Do it.
Don't leave me here.
I'll be back.
As I held the window in place, I could feel them with my hands. Hundreds of them swarming across the glass, gnawing and scratching at the frame, ever more frenzied as they knew they were breaking through. My arms were growing tired, and just when I knew I couldn't hold on any longer, Luis returned with a large sheet of tin.
Here, take this side.
We spread it against the window and hammered it into place. Even as we did so, we felt the heavy bodies thudding against the other side as the window gave way.
That ought to hold. If it doesn't, we're done for.
Rats can't eat tin?
No, they can't.
What was that?
I don't know. It came from below.
The storeroom window.
They're in. They're swarming up the stairs.
Drop the trap.
Right.
Two of them got in.
Let's go after them.
We didn't have to go after them. They came after us. I leaped to one side and grabbed a Merlin spike, swung and smashed one in midair. I whirled to see Luis with the other. It had ripped his hand open and the blood was pouring all over the place. He held his hand aloft and kicked at the snarling rat. I stepped and swung and got him. That's both of them, Luis.
My hand. He got my hand.
I'll get you something to tie it up.
Blood. Look at it. I'm bleeding.
Now, don't worry about it, Luis. Here, look, I'll wind this kerchief around it. It'll be okay.
Blood.
There now. It's not bad. Just a flesh wound. Then I became conscious of another new sound. They were gnawing their way through the wooden trap door. I watched the wood, fascinated. And even as I did, it began to give way, and a bristling, whiskery nose showed through. Luis, we've got to go up. Next level was the living quarters and the kitchen. I slammed the trap, but it too was wood.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. They'll be through this one in a moment.
Metal. The trap door in the gap is metal.
Good. Come on. We made it. We lay across the trapdoor, exhausted. While below us, the rats took over the entire tower. I could hear them howling and fighting over our food supply, our water, our leather, and all about the others, screamed and glared in at us, swaying in a tangled mass, hypnotized by the ever-turning light.